Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The word exhortation is that word we get. It's a Greek word. I learned to say this word properly. I hope I did. How do you say that word, Temple? Say it again. I'm glad you said it me. That's not how I was going to say it. I was going to say parakalesis or something like that. Anyway, whatever it is. Huh? See, I don't even know that. That's why I don't even pretend to be a Greek scholar. I do look at the words at their definitions and all what it is. I don't know. But anyway, we get the word paraclete from it. Something that attaches itself to something else. We think of you know what a paraclete is? Intestinal paraclete. Or we think of a tick or a flea. Those little things that attach yourself to somebody, call that a paraclete. In a good way, that's what exhortation is. It's somebody that comes along, another person, comes along beside them when they're in need, and if I could say, just puts their arm around them and loves on them. Don't we all need that? Don't we all need edification? We need exhortation. It means to encourage. In every church, there are those who are discouraged and depressed, and we need people who will edify. We need people who will encourage. We need people who will exhort. In other words, you can do it. Keep on going, man. Don't you quit. And I'm here with you. And then here's the third word. Again, it goes right along with these other two. The word is comfort. To comfort. So notice what prophesying did, what it would accomplish in the congregation. It would edify, it would exhort, and then it would comfort. That's what preaching should do. It should edify, it should exhort, and then it should comfort you. In other words, it should build you up, not tear you down. It should edify you. It encourages and comes along beside you. You are not alone. It exhorts you. It comforts you. You can find peace in the storm. It comforts you. In the midst of all this, it's okay. God's got this. No matter what's going on, you take great comfort in knowing that God's in control. That's what preaching should do. By the way, again, talking about sin and all, we ought to preach about sin, and we do preach about sin. But you know, there's a comfort in knowing that there's forgiveness for sin. Don't leave somebody as a sinner. Let them know there's help. There's comfort in knowing that you could be forgiven of your sins. They need to realize their lost condition, but there's comfort in knowing they don't have to stay that way. Amen. Give you another great example. Caleb Brooke was at a youth camp in Washington State this week. Thursday night, they'd been there all week. Thursday night, they gave an invitation, and a young lady came to Kayla. Nobody, there were a counselor in the front, came to Kayla, and they said that used the words that they used, because I didn't know. They said when she came to the camp, she was a hard egg to crack. You can imagine a teenage girl, a hard egg to crack. But that Thursday night, she came to Kayla, and Kayla won her to the Lord. And she left that camp with great comfort. She came, a hard egg to crack. I don't know how this worked, but she left with her egg cracked. And God healed it. That's what the Word of God should do. It comforts that when you leave the foot of the cross, you leave a different person. It comforts you. So that's what he said about it does these things. In verse number 4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Again, that word edifieth means build himself up. And if you could, let me use this example. He that speaks in an unknown tongue, ain't I something? Look at me. Look at the gift God has given me. Well, he edifies himself. But he that prophesieth builds up, edifies, helps the church. Paul is saying that people were using the gift of tongues for their own profit. The spirit of this person was one of selfishness and pride. And it was a prideful show that was happening in the church. And by the way, that's what goes on today. It's pretty much a show. Who can be the most spiritual among you? The real need in the church was the Word of God to be presented, not to speak it in tongues, but the real need was the prophesying, the preaching of the Word of God, to present it that the congregation would grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. The tongues was not for church edification. In verses 4 and verse number 19, we see that. And I have, let me give you, it was not for church edification, nor was it for personal edification, and it was not to demonstrate Holy Ghost baptism. Have you ever heard that in your life? Have you ever been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Okay, it was never meant to demonstrate that, and I got verses here, and I'm running out of time. Romans 6:3, Galatians 3:27, Ephesians 4:4, verses 4 and 5, where Paul said this, there's one Lord, one faith, and one what? Now, I didn't write it. He didn't say there were two baptisms. There's one. And we know beyond any shadow of doubt what that baptism is, one baptism, and that's water baptism. Paul never commanded anybody in his writings when he wrote the epistles, never commanded anybody to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Never once is there a command for us to be baptized in the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. However, we do find in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 18, he says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be what? Filled with the Spirit. To be filled with the Spirit is much different than being baptized. To be filled with the Spirit means to be governed, guided, controlled by the Spirit of God. This baptism of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, was a one-time thing, and I'm going to close with this. This is the day of Pentecost. We read about it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Jesus referred to this in all those writings. Matthew, Mark, example, Matthew 3:11, where John the Baptist is speaking of Jesus, where he says, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, speaking of that one time, the day of Pentecost, in that upper room. Five times it mentions. And then one time in the book of Acts, when the Gentiles began to speak in tongues, Peter looked back, hey, this thing happened back in the day of in Acts chapter number 2. So six times it's recorded about Holy Ghost baptism, whatever you want to call it, baptism, Holy Spirit baptism. And it all occurred on the day of Pentecost, that one-time feeling. I've never been baptized with the Holy Ghost, neither have you. And a lot of people in other denominations say that evidence of salvation is baptism of the Holy Ghost. And part of that is speaking in tongues. Again, this isn't a thing on, what's the word, comparative religions. One day we'll do that I love that study, how different people believe different things. We'll do that one few Sundays when I'm done in a couple months with 1 Corinthians. But anyway, they believe that if you haven't spoken in tongues, people believe you haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost, hence you haven't been saved. Well, Paul denies all that and saying that's the least of all gifts. That's the least desirable gift. Well, if that's the most desirable, why would you? Obviously, you can't have that gift in order to be saved. I mean, you have to. Are you following? Follow after charity. Desire above all the speaking forth of God's word. Sharing Christ with others. That's what he's getting about. Father, we love you. Thank you for your word. Lord, ask you to bless the morning worship. Lord, that our praise lift your name, and it's not about us. It's not about this church. It's not about the preacher. It's not about the deacons. It's not about the choir. It's all about you. And I pray you receive glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.